Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, April 1st, and we've completed week 13 of 2024. Have you checked out all the status match and bonus point offers that the airlines and hotels are promoting? We do all the work of tracking deals so that you can benefit from bonus miles, points, and status match offers when they're announced. All you have to do is visit the points or status match page on businesstravel360.com. Now, let's get to the headlines. American Express Global Business Travel, AmexGBT, is acquiring corporate travel agency CWT for $570 million. Marking a new chapter for one of the industry's longtime corporate giants. The deal is expected to close sometime in the second half of 2024, and the transaction will be funded by a combination of stock and cash. CWT, which says it serves over 4,000 global customers, has been undergoing major changes in recent years, including taking on new equity owners in 2021. As recently as November, CWT underwent some balance sheet recapitalization aimed to deleveraging its balance sheet and strengthening its financial position. At that time, CWT said it had a strong financial foundation and capital structure. In Monday's announcement, CWT said that moving under AmexGBT will help its long-term vision and that it was confident in the future of the company. It also said that when the deal closes, its clients would have access to AmexGBT's proprietary software, including programs like Neo One, Neo, and Agencia. Boeing President and CEO David Calhoun will step down from his position at the end of the year. This is a broader executive shakeup amid U.S. and federal investigations into the company following the January 5th door plug blowout on the Alaskan Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9. Additionally, Boeing Commercial Airplanes President and CEO Stan Deal announced his retirement effective immediately, and the company said that the Boeing COO, Stephanie Pope, will succeed him. Pope was named COO in January. Previously, she served as president and CEO of Boeing Global Services. Meanwhile, Boeing Chair Larry Kellner announced that he will not be standing up for re-election at Boeing's annual shareholder meeting, and that the company's board has elected Steve Mellenkopf as his next chair. Mellenkopf has served on the board since 2020 and previously served as the CEO of technology firm Qualcomm. Calhoun was chairman of Boeing's board when he took over as CEO in early 2020, replacing Dennis Muilenburg after federal authorities grounded the 737 MAX after a pair of crashes. Boeing has sued space tourism startup Virgin Galactic in U.S. court, accusing it of stealing trade secrets and failing to pay $25 million for work on a new mothership designed to carry and release a sightseeing vessel into space. Boeing and its subsidiary Aurora Flight Sciences asked a judge to force Virgin Galactic to destroy proprietary information it allegedly acquired through its work with Aurora to build a new mothership. The lawsuit said California-based Virgin Galactic was unfairly keeping intellectual property, including test data and some math equations. Virgin Galactic said in a statement that they believe that the lawsuit is wrong on the facts and law and will defend itself in the appropriate forum. Boeing declined to comment. Now in news that impacts the travel industry. While economy airfares in North America and Europe, for the most part, have risen over the last few years, the rate of increase has been below that of other products and services. This is according to data published by Cirium. U.S. domestic airfares across 13 airlines, in fact, were down year over year by the end of 2023, with December 2023 fares 9% lower than those in December 2022. For the full year, the average U.S. domestic airfare was $179.25, an increase of 9% from 2019. However, the inflation rate during that period was 19%, according to U.S. Consumer Price Index. Transatlantic economy fares have increased at a higher rate, but still below the 19% inflation rate. Cirium reported an average 2023 transatlantic economy fare of $435, up almost 6% from 2022 and up 14% from 2019. The average transatlantic business class airfare was $1,845 in 2023 and has declined 3% since 2019. Airfares within Europe averaged $104 in 2023, up 8% compared with 2022 and 12% compared with 2019. Those average airfares exclude taxes and fees. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said it would increase its oversight of United Airlines following a series of recent safety-related incidences, a move the agency said could affect the airline's future projects. The airline in March has had a handful of operational incidents, including the loss of an external panel, the loss of a tire on takeoff, an in-flight engine fire, and a flight that rolled off the runway on landing. Meanwhile, CBS News citing sources reported that the FAA is considering further temporary action against United, including potentially barring the airline from launching new routes for which it has not yet begun selling tickets. SAS Scandinavian Airlines is pushing ahead with its new distribution capability strategy, with plans to increase current EDIFACT surcharges and remove its cheapest fare option from traditional channels next month. Starting April 22nd, the airline's Go Light Economy fares, which don't include any checked or carry-on bags, will be removed from EDIFACT technology for short-haul flights, as well as for flights departing from Japan. The airline's current €4.50 GDS surcharge on EDIFACT bookings, introduced in 2023 when SAS first announced its NDC strategy, will also increase to €5.50 per fare component. The surcharge increase will be applicable to all GDS providers except for Sabre, where the EDIFACT bookings will be charged at €8.50 per fare component. And now, news of new travel services and improvements. India's largest airline, IndiGo, is planning to double its size by 2030. For this, it is looking to add more international routes and destinations to its network, according to the CEO. The company's overseas presence is expected to be boosted by A321XLR aircraft that can join its fleet next year. In an interview, the CEO said that the 2030 ambition is to create an airline that would be double of its current size, global reach, and footprint. For this, it is looking at more codeshare partnerships. Currently, IndiGo is partnered with British Airways, Qatar, Turkish, Qantas, KLM Air France, American Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, and Jetstar. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration has added 8 airlines to its pre-check program. The new airlines in the pre-check program are Air Premia, Air Tahiti Nui, Air Transat, Bahamas Air, Bermuda Air, and New Pacific Airlines. The additional airlines bring the total number of airlines in pre-check, in which low-risk travelers can pay a fee for an expedited process, to 99. Breeze Airways flights will now be available on Priceline. It's the first time that Breeze tickets have been on sale anywhere except for Breeze's app or website. The company said all of Breeze's 170 routes can now be shopped on Priceline and that flyers will soon be able to purchase ancillaries as well as Breeze's Nice, Nicer, and Nicest fare bundles on Priceline.com. And now in some technology news. Globalstar Travel Management is partnering with Air Gateway to provide access and servicing capabilities for NDC and low-cost airline content to its agency network. Air Gateway's BookingPad agent desktop tool enables shopping, booking, and servicing for Air Gateway's content, which includes NDC content from about 30 airlines, as well as LCC and consolidated content, according to Globalstar. Bookings report through TMC's middle and back offices for standardized billing and reporting. Air Gateway's platform allows our partners to bypass additional surcharges while providing a consistent workflow and servicing capabilities across a broad range of airlines. This is according to Globalstar's Executive Director of IT and Supply Relations. Globalstar's network includes more than 2,500 locations across more than 55 countries. Nearly two-thirds of UK SMEs are missing out on real savings when booking business travel due to delays and complexities in the booking processes, according to new research from Trainline Business. In response, Trainline Business has launched an upgraded tech platform catering specifically for SMEs designed to help them secure savings and better manage their rail travel. SMEs are emerging as the biggest drivers for business travel growth in the UK, with earlier Trainline research finding that 9 out of 10 UK SMEs expect their employees will travel more for business in 2024. But Trainline says maintaining tight controls over travel expenditure remains a challenge, with 38% of SMEs facing difficulties managing their business travel spend. Now in news about sustainable travel. Southwest Airlines has acquired SAF Fire Renewables, a company formed as part of a U.S. Department of Energy-backed project to develop and produce scalable sustainable aviation fuel. Southwest will fold SAF Fire into Southwest Airlines Renewable Ventures, a venture capital subsidiary dedicated to creating more opportunities for the airline to obtain scalable SAF, which the airline formed earlier this year. The airline first invested in SAF Fire in 2022. Financial terms of the acquisition were not immediately disclosed. Booking.com has removed its Travel Sustainable program, which scored accommodations based on their sustainability efforts. The removal of the Travel Sustainable badge follows pressure from the Netherlands Authority of Consumers and Markets, ACM. The badge was intended to help consumers find properties that are operating more sustainably. ACM objected to the Travel Sustainable program scoring system, which gave properties a score between 1 and 3 plus, depending on their efforts. The organization called the presentation of this program to be misleading. Booking.com introduced the program in 2021 and said last year that it's continuing to grow. At that time, more than 500,000 accommodations on the platform had a Travel Sustainable badge. Travel and expense management platform TravelBank has added sustainability data for flights on its booking platform through its partnership with sustainability specialist Squeak. The partnership enables TravelBank users to see compare carbon emissions data when booking flights based on advanced metrics, including aircraft type and routing. In addition, TravelBank plans to integrate Squeak features into its main dashboard so that travel administrators can view emissions data for individual travelers or across the company. Sustainable aviation fuel provider Neste will deliver more than 2 million gallons of blended SAF to Amsterdam Airport throughout the course of 2024 for Emirates flights from the Netherlands hub. The airline's first deal with Neste was announced in 2023 and was officially activated this month and will provide a total of 500,000 gallons of neat SAF, which will then be combined with conventional Jet A1 fuel used for Emirates flights departing from Amsterdam Airport. The airline currently operates flights with blended SAF from Paris, Lyon, and Oslo. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update. We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well. I'm gonna go get a ball.